It's one of the most anticipated events on the South African Jewish calendar. And this year, it's back across Johannesburg, Cape Town and Durban. What am I talking about? Yes, it's Limud South Africa, a weekend of Jewish learning, culture, conversation and community, bringing together Jews of all backgrounds to explore everything from Torah and politics to music, identity and social justice. And this year's program promises some exciting additions, with Johannesburg happening from the 15th to the 17th of August, Durban on the 20th of August, and Cape Town rounding things off on the 23rd and 24th of August. I have in the studio Nikki Scher and Warren Scher, who are the co-chairs of Limud Johannesburg. Thank you both for joining us. Nikki, perhaps I can start with you. For those who've never been, what is Limud and what makes it different from other Jewish events?
Okay, so hi, Paula. So from my point of view, and I can only say this as having been a participant for many years, and this is the first year that I've actually got involved in active volunteering.
Are you regretting it yet?
I'm not telling you on air.
Okay. I think that's a yes.
So as a participant, I can tell you what it gives you. It gives you every single hour of 2.5 days of lots and lots of sessions to choose from, something for everyone. And just, you literally have the FOMO of deciding which session to choose. That's just part of being at Limud. And if Joburgers want to come and experience the whole weekend, the Shabbat experience is magnificent. There are hundreds of people who come for Shabbat dinner, and it's just a beautiful sense of community and the spirit of learning and giving people the space to explore topics of, you know, that interest them, that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to be exposed to. I think that's really what makes Limud different.
Warren, when did Limud first come to South Africa and how has it grown over the years?
So, I mean, I remember being at the first Limud, I think in 2005 or 2006.
And was that near the beginning?
And that was right at the beginning. And it was at medical school and it was small. But it was quite, it was like an amazing energy. And I kind of didn't go back for about 10 or 12, maybe 14 years.
Do you really want to be saying that?
I didn't. And I got roped in again and I fell in love.
And you've been there ever since.
Been there ever since. And it's just, it's an engaging environment and, you know, you want to get in, people want to get involved, and it just says, okay, what's your idea? Let's run with it. Let's go with it. And it's, you know, it's an unbelievable organization in terms of how can I make a difference? And there's always space for everybody, and we love, you know, new ideas and people getting involved.
I've been once, and I absolutely loved it. And I don't mean to put you guys on the spot, but do either of you know where it started and how closely the South African version is connected to the international one?
Warren, I'm going to let you.
Okay, so Limud started over 30 years ago in the UK. It started mainly as a teaching conference, and it used to run over Christmas and kind of, you know, it was what the Jews could do over Christmas. And it's kind of grown from that into this festival. Over there they have, you know, they have 1,800 people, 25 sessions running at a time. It really is quite something. I went 2 years ago. And it really blew me away.
And the Johannesburg version, how many sessions, how many presenters? Do you have a figure?
So we've got 150 sessions. There's 30 international presenters, another 60 local presenters, and it is, you know, and we're running up to 10 at a time.
Amazing. Nikki, how do you decide what goes into the program and what does that process look like from idea to session?
Okay, so it's been a very interesting process, and this is actually where volunteers come in, and the volunteers really just are the starting point and the middle and the end of everything. So it starts off with a programming brainstorming session, which is just inviting everybody who's interested in contributing to the Limud conference of that year to come together and to brainstorm ideas and basically sit in the groups of all the different tracks that we offer and come up with ideas of potential speakers and topics, etc. And then it just gets fine chiseled. So some of the volunteers fall off after that, and then there's a core set of volunteers who carry on working on the program.
And how many volunteers is that core set?
The core set at the moment, I think, probably is about 10. But it started off much bigger than that, and we value all the ideas and contributions from everybody right from the beginning. Some people can contribute more time than others, and, you know, I'm very sensitive to that. And, yeah, and it's very collaborative.
It sounds, I mean, it's really from grassroots up. How long in advance are you planning, Ali Mood, a year in advance?
I would say from the beginning of a year. It does start, some talks start towards the end of, basically after the Limwood conference of the year before. but in terms of programming, I'd say from early of the year of the conference.
We are a couple of weeks away. I mean, is this the most strenuous, the most anxiety-ridden period, or have you already overcome that?
Well, I'm not sure, because this is my first
year. So you're not sure what's in store.
So it's just like a forthcoming attraction to know what the next month looks like. But it has been quite intense, and we're just so thrilled because we have now finally got a final Johannesburg program. And it's really been such a huge collaboration between so many people. And, I don't know what's to come. Warren maybe knows.
Well, Warren, if I can ask you, what are some of the major highlights of this year's Johannesburg program? And you mentioned international speakers. So if you can tell us a bit about that and any unique local sessions that you can preview for us.
So I think, you know, what is always a hit at Limwood is an archaeologist. We've got Corin Stern coming from the U.S., and she really is, you know, one of the top in the field, and she's really doing some really interesting topics. You know, people love history. We've got Alan Verskin also here from the US. In terms of Israel, which is always a hit and, you know, it's so relevant, we've got, I think, 8 or 10 Israeli presenters. We are quite cognizant of their identities and trying to protect them, that there's no, you know, nothing happens. So we're very careful on exactly how we release them. But you should know that they come from all walks of life in Israel, from Orthodox rabbis to, you know, artists, to political analysts on the left, right, and the center. And, you know, we don't shy away from anything. We try and bring through all the opinions. We let people argue in a respectful manner.
Warren, you've been involved with Orthodox learning spaces as well. Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you personally to chair an event that's known for Jewish diversity and inclusivity?
So, you know, when I came back and I was, you know, a little bit older and I just got my smicha, I was, you know, arriving there and saying, well, what is it? And the truth is I hadn't really interacted in a space with other Jewish denominations. And, you know, it was actually warm. You could have a conversation. You didn't have to agree with everybody, but you could engage. I don't know if I had ever spoken to a Reform rabbi before in my life. I don't say I agree with everything they have to say. But
it's fascinating to hear the different points of view.
We can have a conversation. And we can have a conversation about that. I think it's also, I think the one thing that Limwood that stands out for me and why I was so pro it is women's learning. I think we don't do women's learning well enough in the city. I don't think we offer, you know, Torah learning for women that's on the level and respects their intelligence. And I think that's one of the things, a real strength of Limwood. I think Gila Farn is coming from Israel. She's one of the foremost Talmudic scholars in the world, and she is unbelievable, and also anyone who's met her is so excited that she's
that
arriving.
Sounds amazing. Warren, Limwood often attracts people who might feel disconnected from mainstream Jewish spaces. Why do you think that is, and is that something you actively try to create space for?
So I think it is very important we make sure we look, you know, at the diversity, first of all, of our speakers and what we offer, that there's something for everybody in every session. And then also we look at, you know, making sure we have young and old and people from all different walks of Jewish life. And we want them to connect, you know, want them to connect to their Judaism and to see what it is. And I think it's a place where people feel comfortable for that. And it would be terrible to have, you know, a unifaceted...
Yes, I agree.
A unifaceted look at it.
And, I mean, imagine Jews agreeing. Nothing would be worse than that. Nikki, as a woman in Jewish leadership, how have you experienced Limwood's approach to gender representation and creating space for new voices?
I have to say that the Limwood community is just incredible. First of all, the fact that every single person is a volunteer. And, you know, I've come to learn how much of an investment in terms of time and brain space it takes up. And it's just been absolutely fascinating to me how many people have been involved and have been involved for many, many years. And as a woman, I feel like my points of view are 100% taken into account just as much as everybody else's. And it's been warm and accepting and very well supported.
You have kids and families of your own. What does Limud offer to younger participants, and how important is it to pass this experience on to the next generation?
So I'll answer first and Warren can then add. So I really believe that families coming to Limud really builds the community from the ground up. So you have kids that have grown up in the Limud family, and they get obviously much more out of it as the years go by in different ways. And there is something for everybody. So from small children to young adults, there's something for everybody. And I think also the sense of community and sharing it with your family and others just makes it very special.
The South African Jewish community has seen division. I'm putting it like mildly, over politics, Israel, and identity. Nikki, in your opinion, does Limud try to bridge those divides, or does it just offer a space to explore them?
So my experience, as I said, as a participant, is that this is very much in line with one of the Limud values, which is that we have arguments for the sake of heaven. And that means that we are entitled to hear everybody's points of view in a very respectful way. And the aim is not to be polarizing. It's just a platform for people to hear each other out, and it is warm and respectful.
And Warren, you mentioned earlier you have different tracks. For someone who hasn't been to Limud before, what are those, and what is kind of an overview of the kind of topics and themes that they can expect to experience this year?
Okay, so our tracks go from history and history. Then we've got Holocaust, European Jewish history. Then we're talking about modern society and social change. We have Torah and text. We have well-being and spirituality. We have arts and culture, South Africa. And you know, there are many tracks and many sessions in every track, and we always try and find in every session something for everyone.
Are those tracks themes, ideas that the two of you came up with, or that South Africa Limud came up with, or is it repeated across all the Limuds?
So more or less, I mean, with small changes, but more or less those tracks repeat across everywhere.
Now, I mean, I know what I'm going to think when I look at the program this year. There's definitely going to be more than one that I want in one particular time frame. Is that what you aim for? I mean, do you want participants to feel, oh no, there are three things I want to do and they're all at the same time?
You know, I think it is that. I think we got to make sure that there's something for everybody, and therefore some of the people who are broader will find that they want to be in four or five things at the time. My solution is that I go to Cape Town, and I plan my trip to Cape Town to see all the things I won't get in Joburg. I catch in Cape Town.
And I wanted to ask you that. Cape Town and Durban each have their own flavor. Any idea what participants can expect in those cities this year?
So Cape Town is running, unfortunately we're not running a Shabbat in Cape Town, we're running Saturday night and Sunday. The Saturday night is going to be this energizing, fun event. Sunday will be more classically Limud. And in Durban is the cutest and the most unbelievable of all the Limudim, because I think the participation is 25% of the community rock up at Limud. And, you know, we don't get that anywhere else. And the people who come there just love it. And it's a really special, I was there last year, really special to be part of Limud Durban.
Nikki, finally, for someone who's listening, who's never been before, why should they come this year? And what do you hope that they'll walk away with?
Okay, so why should you come this year? Well, it is a jam-packed program. As we've said before, I think every single session invites everybody to have something to go to. I don't think you're going to be in a position where you look at the program and think, I think for this hour I'll just sit down. I think that you definitely have to plan your day quite carefully so that you can choose your sessions. And I think that that's what people can expect if they're there for the weekend. The Shabbat is awesome, beautiful sense of community, and not to mention the most amazing kosher food. So that's also a draw card, and lots of snacks in between. You're not going to go hungry. And I
God
think,
forbid anybody gets goes hungry at no, a Jewish event.
God
hey?
Forbid. but I think to walk away with, I know that on the day of the, or the last day of the program, you're going to walk away feeling like you've got a pretzel of a brain.
But then I like when that you, expression.
When you think about it, it's just expanding your, you know, what you're exposing yourself to within your own community and maybe hearing things that you haven't heard before in quite that way.
When will you make the program available? And if people still want to sign up and participate, can they?
So the program is going to be launched in the next couple of days.
Yay! Watch this space. Well, watch actually, you space. Can't watch it. Listen to this space.
Listen to the space. It's going to be, it's really unbelievable. And then to sign up, you go to limud.org.za. You choose your city and you click register. And a very, very simple registration process, and we're looking forward to having everyone there.
Warren, what are your sessions or two or three that you're definitely looking for or looking forward to this year?
So Gila Fine is doing The Mad Hatter in the Rabbi's Attic, and it's a book that she's just launched, and that's going to be unbelievable. On Friday night, there's a panel on Jewish conundrums and ethics, and I think that's going to be unbelievable. And I'm looking actually to go to some of the stuff I wouldn't normally go to and dip my tongue into some new things.
And Nikki, for you?
So, you know, it's the world is heavy and the Jewish world is very heavy. So obviously the topics and sessions available at Limud is going to reflect that. But it's definitely, there's definitely sessions that are more lighthearted. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful comedian coming, Benji Lovett, who I think will lighten the mood a lot.
The two of you amaze me. I mean, both of you do this as volunteers, and it's it's got to be more than a full-time job. But a huge thank you to Nikki Scher and Warren Scher, who are the co-chairs of Limud Johannesburg. Whether you are a regular attendee or a first-timer, check out the full program. It's at limud.org.za. I thought so. Limud.org.za. And you can register there. You'll be surprised at what you discover and maybe even what you discover about yourself. Thank you to the both of you for joining me in the studio.
Thanks.